The centerpiece of the intelligence reform bill is the creation of a Director of National Intelligence. James Woolsey was the director of the CIA from 1993 to 1995. He's in favor of Congress creating the new post, but he's concerned the reorganization will give Americans a false sense of security when it comes to future terrorist attacks.
Congress's creation of a new National Intelligence Director may help us understand the terrorist threat better than we did before 9/11. If so, it will chiefly be because the law now makes it possible for the new director to coordinate foreign and domestic intelligence. Such coordination is now vital, and domestic intelligence is now needed because our new enemies operate transnationally, funded from states in the Gulf, plotting in Kuala Lumpur, living in Hamburg and central Florida, training in Oklahoma, boarding flights at Logan. The bureaucratic battle that will define the new director's effectiveness is not the one on which the press has been focused for months, potential rivalry with the Secretary of Defense. The military's role in managing and using intelligence will probably continue in its reasonably well-grooved and effective path. And that's fine. The Defense Department wasn't the pre-9/11 problem anyway. No, the institution that is not accustomed to outside direction and that has major new domestic intelligence responsibilities is the FBI. What if the new National Intelligence Director says to the Bureau, "Foreign intelligence highlights that Saudi-trained Wahhabi clerics are of serious concern for us here, so why are you concentrating so much counterintelligence effort on, for example, Israel, rather than on how fanatic Wahhabis have penetrated our prisons as chaplains to recruit potential terrorists?" Does the FBI get to tell the National Intelligence Director to get lost? Stay tuned. But even if the new director generally succeeds, there's a real risk that the extravagant claims made during the recent debate will convince people that the reorganization will be so effective that we will now be protected against attack. This is dangerous nonsense. Small terrorist cells, based on family and clan ties and communicating by courier, are devilishly difficult to penetrate with spies or signal intercepts, much harder than the Soviets were. Satellite and other technical intelligence was very useful in telling us about Soviet capabilities and plans, not so with terrorists. Even if intelligence improves substantially, we need to turn immediately to making our society more resilient when the next attack comes. The electricity grid, industrial chemical distribution, food production and distribution, the internet, and much of the rest of our infrastructure need urgent attention. If the new bill engenders false confidence in what intelligence can provide, and this causes any delay in such resilience improvements, intelligence reorganization will have done far more harm than good.
James Woolsey is a former director of Central Intelligence and is now a vice president at Booz Allen Hamilton, a consulting firm headquartered in McLean, Virginia.